In the early 19th century, the United States Senate eliminated rules that would allow debate on certain legislation to end and proceed to vote. But because they never created a backup plan to end debate, the filibuster became an option for delay and extended debate. Ian Millhiser, policy analyst for the Center for American Progress, says that the early revision of Senate laws by then Vice President Aaron Burr accidentally created what's known today as the filibuster.
The filibuster is not some constitutionally sacred device that was created by the framers. It was a loophole that a few clever senators figured out 30 years after the Senate carelessly changed its rules without understanding the consequences of the rule change that it was making.
Since its early years, the filibuster has evolved into what some critics say is a grueling and tedious process, extending debate on legislation for hours and even days. According to a report written by the Congressional Research Service, during some contentious filibusters of the 1950s, cots were actually brought into the Senate's anterooms for senators to use during overnight sessions. Millhiser says that this form of delay in the Senate forces administrations to be selective towards which issues take top priority.
If the minority decides to filibuster every bill or nomination that comes up during President Obama's term, there's literally not enough time in the term to confirm all the people he needs to appoint to fill senior government jobs, to confirm all the judges, to confirm all the ambassadors, and to get everything else done that needs to get done. And that forces the majority leader to choose which bills and which jobs and which judgeships are so important that they're worth wasting a week of the Senate's time over, and which jobs will simply have to remain vacant for President Obama's entire term because they aren't a high enough priority.
Although some would argue that the filibuster is a tedious and prolonged legislative process, Director of Senate Relations at Heritage Foundation, Brian Darling, believes that the filibuster is doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
It's being used appropriately. There's nothing wrong with the filibuster. The filibuster is a good thing because it allows the Senate to have extended debate. It recognizes the rights of every senator to force an extended debate. So instead of being a majoritarian body like the House is, the Senate actually, individual members have some power.
Darling says that the filibuster is necessary in the Senate in order to delay the process in which legislation is passed. He believes that the filibuster is vital in ensuring that Congress and the American people understand exactly what is included in many of the bills on the Senate floor.
The country is better off with the filibuster because it forces Congress to take a lot of time to consider different, very important legislative items. Having the Senate force extended debate is actually good for democracy. It allows for the American people to get involved and actually get up to speed and understand different issues when there's extended debate.
Whether or not the filibuster is a good thing for the American people and the Senate's legislative process, one thing can be certain. It provides the congressional minority with the power to debate issues the majority supports. Debates roar over whether or not this profound minority power is being abused by today's politicians. Democratic Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico believes that the current Republican minority fits into this category and has abused its filibuster power in the Senate.
What we see today is our friends on the other side of the aisle abusing the rule. What we've seen is the utilization of these rules to block any action. And so you have a stalemate back here. You have gridlock.
Millhiser says that in today's Congress, partisan agendas are omnipresent and adversely affect the way Congress operates, specifically with regard to the filibuster.
Whoever's in the minority has an interest in having the majority not succeed. But the problem with our system right now is they also have the power to prevent the majority from succeeding. And that means that in our current system, it doesn't matter if there's Democrats or Republicans in the majority, and it doesn't matter if there's Democrats or Republicans in the minority. The minority has both the power and the ability and the desire to shut down all of the government's business.
Senator Udall says the filibuster is being abused by his Republican counterparts in today's Congress. He says the method that would be most effective in keeping minority parties from abusing the filibuster and disrupting future presidents' agendas is to do what Aaron Burr did more than 200 years ago, and it hasn't been done since 1975. Change the rules of the Senate.
If we're going to continue to see this behavior over and over again on the other side of the aisle, then we're going to have to, at the beginning of Congress, adopt rules that are going to make us accountable and that we're going to be able to do what the American people sent us here to do.
Despite such criticism, some would argue that the filibuster is not being misused and is, in fact, being utilized in such a way that empowers and directly benefits the minority. Darling is one of these critics, and he says that a person's perspective on the filibuster is contingent upon whether a person is part of the minority or the majority.
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with the filibuster. It's something that's been on the books and the Senate's had to deal with in its current form since 1975. And it's something that's definitely been used by the minority party, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, to force extended debate. And the majority gets very frustrated. But when that majority then becomes a minority, they like it again.
Throughout its history, the filibuster has been the focal point of many debates, and still, the debate continues to this day. Is the filibuster a constitutional tool for the Senate to use, or has it transformed and been added to the world of partisan politics? For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Benny Martinez.